Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today is Mother's Day. Today is the day when we give thanks to our mothers for all the love that they've given us in the past, love that they continue to show for us. And I know for myself, I can say, by raising us in an environment that just feels safe, that feels like home. Maybe you're planning on celebrating today with a day full of festivities and celebrations. Maybe you're going to a restaurant that your mother really enjoys. Maybe your celebrations are going to be smaller. Something more in-house that won't take over the whole day, but yet the intention is still there. The thanks for all that they have done for you. Or maybe somehow it skipped your mind entirely, and this is the first time that you're realizing that today is Mother's Day. And so you're thinking of all the different things you can do after the worship service to let your mom know that you appreciate her for what she's done for you, but specifically today, the day when we intentionally do it as a country. No matter where you are on your preparations for a Mother's Day celebration, there's reason to give thanks for these wonderful representatives whom God has placed over us to take care of us, to love us, because they do just that. They act as a mother, and even though they may not be perfect, the love is still there, trying their best to raise their children, create that environment where you just feel safe. Today is also Good Shepherd Sunday. While it's only celebrated within Christian churches, today is perhaps one of your most favorite Sundays out there, as we get to see our Savior in a role that is so comforting to His children. That of our shepherd who gives us so much more than what we deserve, who takes care of His sheep, who protects us in so many different ways. And there are a lot of ways that we could talk about Jesus as our good shepherd, as we rightly do. But this morning, we're going to be focusing on one thing. One thing that we have because of who our good shepherd is. And it is that we are simply safe. We are simply safe because of who our good shepherd is. And we remain simply safe because of what our good shepherd gives to us. We find Jesus in John chapter 10, and He's in Jerusalem celebrating the festival of dedication, or as it's more commonly known to us nowadays, as the festival of Hanukkah. It was back in 165 BC when a man by the name of Judas Maccabeus, who restored the temple place of worship and rid it of all the vandalism and the graffiti that was done up by the invading Greeks. And they used this day to celebrate to the Lord all that He had done for them on that day. And Jesus, being a Jew, is in Jerusalem worshiping on this special day for them. And He's not the only one in Jerusalem. There's a lot of people in Jerusalem for this special festival, many of whom who had known about Jesus already, and some of them who even thought that He perhaps was the Christ. But when they thought about Jesus as the Christ, it's not how we may think of Jesus as the Christ, but rather for most of these people, to be the Christ was to be a Savior, but of the political kind. Someone to restore independence to the Jewish nation, to bring them back to the glory days they had as King David, looking for something far greater than what happened with Hanukkah in 165 BC. And some have thought, perhaps Jesus is this political Savior, not looking for the Savior from sin, which we all need. Evidently, there were some Jews who wanted to know, what did Jesus think about Himself? To see if He thought He was the Christ. So they asked Jesus this: how long will You keep us in suspense? If You are the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I did tell you, but you do not believe. The works I'm doing in My Father's name testify about Me. This wasn't just something that people thought about Jesus, but something that He knew for Himself, that He is the Christ. He is the promised Savior, but not to be of the political kind, but of the spiritual kind. The Savior we need from sin. And this wasn't something new that He was sharing with the people. He already told the people and done miraculous actions to prove to that point. did a little bit of looking in the first 9 chapters of John to see just how many times it was that it was said or things were done to support this claim of Jesus being the Christ. And by my count, there were 12 times when either Jesus said it or other people said it about him. You have Jesus saying how he is the light of the world, that he is the bread of life, or even the Christ himself. These people like John the Baptist who are calling Jesus the Lamb of God who's going to take away everybody's sins. And Jesus doesn't correct them. Instead, he receives what is true about him. Of the actions, I counted 9. 9 miraculous acts when Jesus did something that only the Christ could do. You have the wedding at Cana, where he turned the water into wine. The Sea of Galilee, where he walked on water and also fed 5,000 people by its shore. And a whole handful of miracle healings and some other things as well. This wasn't new knowledge that Jesus was sharing with the people. All these words and actions were all pointed to one central truth. What he shares with the people in Jerusalem, what he shares with us today as well. That he is the Christ. He is the promised Savior. He is the good shepherd. The good shepherd for the problems we need. To be with our problem of sin. But you know who gets that? You know who believes that? It's only the sheep. Those who call Jesus their good shepherd. Those who say that Jesus is the Christ. And if a person doesn't say that for themselves, well, then sadly, they are not among the sheepfold. Sadly, they do not look at Jesus as the good shepherd. And they will one day suffer eternally because of that rejection. That can be a strong statement to say. That it is only those who have faith in Jesus who are among his sheep. Only those who have faith in Jesus who can be simply safe from all that this world can throw at them. We live in a politically correct world that goes out of its way to accommodate people, to include as many as possible, and that's not wrong in and of itself. But when the Bible says that there's a clear line between those who believe and those who do not, we see that there's a division. On the one side are those who have faith in Jesus, the believers, the sheep. And on the other side are the unbelievers, the goats, borrowing from Matthew chapter 25. In our world, we'd like to accommodate, to bring more people over to the good side, to the sheep side, to the side with faith. And they would like to do so by lowering the requirements of what it takes to be one of Jesus' sheep. They say that is you don't have to have faith in Christ, but rather just a deep respect for Christ. Really appreciate him, or at the very least, not be against Jesus. They would say that perhaps it's history with Christianity. Or perhaps knowing someone who is a Christian, and that even though it may not be true for yourself now, at one time you were a sheep, so we'll just get you in with everybody else. But perhaps you don't just hear this from the world around you. Maybe there are some within your own family who say that the way the Bible defines what it means to be a sheep of the Good Shepherd is not true. Maybe you wonder that yourself as you look at those from without the faith within your family and say, I wish that they would be in the same blessings that I have and have the same Good Shepherd that I do. We do not budge from where Scripture says these things. Because if we start changing what the Bible says about being a sheep, we get ourselves into even more trouble. Not simply because we're saying the Bible says something that it doesn't say, but also because we can give ourselves a false sense of safety. That those who are not truly one of Jesus' sheep, we say, you're okay. You don't have to worry about a thing. And without them knowing it, they're marching towards their own eternal suffering because they just have a false sense of safety. We do not budge from this line of what makes a sheep of the Lord. But we don't need to be ashamed of it. Rather, it's because of who our good shepherd is that we can be all the more proudful, all the more assured that we are safe. In the first 9 chapters of John, Jesus showed with his words and actions many times that he is the good shepherd. He is the Christ. And the last of the chapters of John keeps saying the same thing. You look at the later episodes of Jesus' life and you see it is true. I think of Jesus' trial before the Sanhedrin, the Jewish ruling council. This was right after he was betrayed by Judas Iscariot in the Garden of Gethsemane. And there he is on trial, and you can see that this one is the Christ. Because he lived a perfect life. Not a single wrong could be credited against him. The corrupt religious leaders, they have to bring in false witnesses, to bring up dirt, to try to smear it on Jesus, and they're all failing. The only thing they can condemn him for, convict him for, is what Jesus himself says, which is this. The high priest said to Jesus, "I place you under oath by the living God. Tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus said to him, "Yes, it is as you have said." Again, he says with his words and actions, he is the Christ. On the cross, we see Jesus as the Christ, who gave his life as the Lamb of God to be the sacrifice, to end all sacrifices, to be the price to receive for all of our sins, to satisfy God's wrath for what we have done wrong. And again, it was not just with his actions he proved it, but also with his words when he said, "It is finished." His work is done. Our salvation is won. Victory is ours because the one who died on the cross is the Christ. And if you have any doubts about that, look to the empty tomb. For it's there that he shows to all the world that he is this Christ. It's not just something people are saying about him. It is something that is true for himself. He is the Christ. He is the good shepherd. He is the one who makes his sheep simply safe. And if you're wondering, how do I know if this Christ is my good shepherd? How do I know if I am one of his sheep who are simply safe? Ask yourself this. Believe that Jesus of Nazareth is the Christ, the promised Savior, who lived for you, who died for you, and who rose for you, all to free you from your sins. If your answer is yes, I have great news to share with you. Jesus is your good shepherd. You are his sheep. And you are simply safe because the one who is standing with you is God himself. And as long as you stand with God, there is nothing that can beat you, nothing that can fight you back. You are safe. We are simply safe, not simply because of who our good shepherd is, but we are also simply safe yet even more because of what our good shepherd gives to us. After Jesus got done telling the Jews in Jerusalem that he is the Christ, he went on to explain some of the blessings that he gives to his sheep. This is what he says. "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand." The first blessing that he gives to us is that the sheep know and are known by the good shepherd. The second blessing is that we have the promise of eternal life. The third blessing is that no one can steal us away from Jesus' hand. Now, how can these blessings have us feel simply safe even more than what we already are? Let me explain it to you. Because we know who our good shepherd is, we know that this Jesus is the Christ, as is proven by his words and actions time and time again. We know that salvation has been paid for. And this good shepherd, he knows us personally. Because he has personally given to you, all those who are his sheep, the forgiveness of sins, that peace that he won for us on that cross, now truly yours as a gift. Safe. The second blessing the eternal life we have after this world. It means that we don't have to be afraid of death. We know what's going to happen when we close our eyes one last time. And we know that whatever happens in this world is not going to be the case forever. There are far better things coming our way. We just need to be patient. A third blessing, that no one can take us out of Jesus' hand. We know that there is nothing and no one that can overpower our Lord and enact their will against Him for our own detriment. If we are in the Lord, we are unbeatable. We are safe within Him. And yet, if you're like me, life in this world may not always seem like such safety. We have responsibilities that are very real and very tiring. We go through life with physical pains and emotional highs and lows that just frustrate us. We get stressed when things don't go our way or when people, they wish us evil so they can get ahead of us. They can just get a leg up on us. But it's not just the world around us that can make us doubt if we're safe as Jesus' sheep, but also these very blessings that our Lord gives to us can also have us doubt if we are safe. After all, if our Lord knows us so well, you know what else He knows? All those faults. All those hidden faults that not a single other person is aware of. We have the promise of eternal life, but sometimes we wonder, why do I still fear death? Why am I afraid of what I know is going to happen? Why do I get so tied up in the things of this world that are just temporary and transitory? If no one can snatch me out of Jesus' hand, well then why does it sometimes feel like I'm on a slippery slope and I'm just one good push away from falling out of the faith, falling out of His blessings, losing out on that blessed privilege it is to be a sheep? This world in which we live may not always seem safe. It can often tempt us to say that if we want to find true safety in this world, don't look to God. Look to what's here. Look to what's in front of you, because that's more powerful than the Almighty Lord Himself. And it can seem like so much sense in the moment, in a moment of weakness. My brothers and sisters, my fellow sheep of the Good Shepherd, do not let your emotions, do not let your doubts tear you away from being a sheep of the Good Shepherd. Rather, when those moments come, come back to God's Word and review what it is that your Lord is promising to you, how you are simply safe throughout all things. Because as you do that, not only are you going to receive what it is your Lord is promising you, but also who it is that is giving you these promises. And it's not just your Good Shepherd. It's not just God the Son. But as Jesus tells us, "My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." As if it wasn't enough that we have these promises from God the Son, we have God the Father as well. God isn't going to make promises He can't keep, or promises that He wishes He could, but it just isn't going to turn out. What He says is going to be the case. When He promises these blessings to you, they are truly going to be given. So no matter if you've been in a sheep for 100 years or 100 minutes or anything else, you have His full blessings. You are safe. Because if you are His, He is yours. If you are His sheep, He is your good shepherd. And because of that, you are simply safe. Today is Mother's Day. When we give thanks to our mothers for all that they have done for us, for all the years, and what they continue to do to us well into adulthood. But for all the praise and thanks we give to our mothers, even more praise and thanks goes to our Good Shepherd, who assures us that we are simply safe. We are simply safe because of who our Good Shepherd is. It is Jesus, the Christ, the promised Savior. As shown with His words and actions, there is no one else who has accomplished that salvation. No one else who can give us that assurance that we are good to go. We are simply safe because of what our Good Shepherd gives us. His blessings of a close relationship with us, one full of forgiveness and love and grace each and every moment. the promise of eternal life and the assurance that our God is protecting us from all those attacks come from without and within. And as you leave here this morning, I would encourage you to take a look at the stained glass window that's over the balcony. It's there that you're going to see an artist's rendition of Jesus as the Good Shepherd. And as you look at that stained glass window, to not only have it be a reason why you yet again give thanks to God, especially for beautifying our worship space, but also to remind you that He is your Good Shepherd. You are His sheep. And as you walk out of here, you have that assurance. You have His blessings. You are safe everywhere you go because He is yours and you are His. Amen.